All right, thanks, Rob. It's time for the worst here on the download. This is, of course, where we complain about the worst things in society for prizes. And they're already coming in. Some good ones coming in here tonight. 312-981-7200. Joining me in studio, the creators of Competition Kitchen, a deliciously creative party game. Joe Gennaro and Kevin Reeder in studio tonight, both improvisers, comedians in town. Good to see you guys.
Thanks for having us, Justin.
You guys had a Kickstarter for the game, and you have surpassed that Kickstarter. Congratulations.
Yes, thank you.
You don't hear that all the time, so that's wonderful. But it's still open, right? I mean, we talk about the game.
Yeah, we have until the end of the week, as long as the campaign is going.
Congrats. And so real quick before we start, Competition Kitchen elevator pitch. Go.
Hit it, Joe.
Thank you, Kevin. Competition Kitchen is a party game for 3 to 7 people that plays like a cooking competition show. So it's just like Chopped or MasterChef, where you are trying to create the tastiest dish to impress the judge, except instead of using foods and utensils, you're using cards and words and your imagination.
Oh, that's good. That's a great elevator pitch.
Yeah.
That was a good choice.
I told you, man.
Kevin. You went right to Joe.
I threw it right to Joe. I know what I'm doing.
All right. Well, good. There's a Kickstarter. You can find it. Kickstarter Competition Kitchen. All right, 312-981-7200. We're playing the worst tonight. So, of course, we start with Pete Zimmerman. Pete, start us off.
You know what's the worst?
What's the worst, Pete?
When people try to talk to you in the bathroom.
just straight up.
Yeah, you're in there. You're at the urinal, perhaps. Some guy's in the next place over. What's going on? Talking over a stall? Yeah, no, unnecessary.
My friend used to work in an office, which was, I think was mortgage stuff, and he said that right there, that etiquette we know not to talk, is like when you're in sales and mortgage, that's out the window, man. That's like everyone's in there on calls and sales calls, and they're in the bathroom, and there's just a lot of like talking that shouldn't be going
right, on. Right, just be quiet.
Yes. Just,
this is my quiet time. I need peacefulness here.
Yeah, right?
No talking.
No talking.
No eye contact. Don't make eye contact. That's worse than talking. You could talk to me, but if you make eye contact with me in the bathroom,
that's
bad news, Bears.
That's bad news.
Yeah.
Have you ever had the like the metal steel that you're like looking at, the cold metal steel, against a wall, but then there's a mirror on the other side, so like somebody's washing their hands and you're holding your genitalia, and you're like you're going to town, and your eye just drifts and you both make eye contact, and that's a weird one.
Stanley Kubrick, right? Yeah. Yeah. Watch out, guys.
It's all about timing. You have to like work things out where you never you do something. If you're in there, you try to like run out before they get out of the.
If I'm in a stall and I'm done, but the stall next to me flushes, I'm going to give them a 30 to 45 second buffer. I'm going to let them get to the sink, wash, dry. Even though I've got nothing left to do,
right?
I'm cognizant, and I'm going, all right, it's your turn, and then I'll be behind you.
This is bowling etiquette. You're waiting for the other bowler to bowl.
Exactly. Yeah.
We're waiting into difficult territory here. I'm telling you, this is going to be inspiring to many, many texts and callers tonight, but we get bathroom etiquette out of the way.
Yeah.
That's always good.
What do you do when you have an emergency, a bathroom emergency? You're out of toilet paper. Can you break the rule then, Pete?
Do you yell out, guys, need some help?
Hey.
I try to avoid those emergencies.
You got to check before you do.
Yeah.
Before you go in.
Yeah.
And it depends on where you are. If you are like at work, you can maybe text a coworker, a friend, being like, hey, look, I'm on the third floor.
Right.
SOS.
All right, let's move on from this topic. 312-981-7200. There's already text coming in the same vein.
Okay.
It will ruin the worst real quick. Let's start with Kevin. Kevin, what do you got for the worst?
Okay. Iceberg lettuce. It's the worst. Let me tell you why. Okay. It is garbage. There's nothing to it. It's like eating. I had a taco pizza today.
And they go crazy with the iceberg in it. Yeah.
It's all iceberg.
All over it. I don't like
you know
that.
What's
yeah.
worse than like iceberg lettuce that has no flavor and no caloric value? hot lettuce.
Oh, yeah, I just love a piping hot salad, you know?
Mm-hmm. Piping hot iceberg lettuce.
Wet, hot salad.
Oh, I mean, it's a leaf that tastes like water. Mm-hmm. It's like, why?
When does it add to a thing?
You're right. The only time I would think an iceberg works is in a cool environment, like, you know, like a wedge salad where you're like, oh, this is cool. It's nice. Blue cheese is cold. It's so cold. Yeah. You make that hot, it ruins. Yeah, that's no good. That's just no good. Uh-oh. That is a food you do not want warmed up.
No.
All right, Joe, what do you got for the worst?
You know what's the worst?
What's the worst?
When you're at a restaurant and you see another table get their food despite the fact that you ordered before them.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm sure you can justify it. You know that there's reasons why, but you take it like it's personal. Yeah.
So what did you order?
Oh, I ordered a half rack of ribs,
uh-huh.
Mashed potatoes,
uh-huh.
Mac and cheese,
yes,
some biscuits on the side.
Okay, what else?
An Arnold Palmer.
Oh, my. Yeah, okay.
Mix by hand.
Oh, yes. Hand stirred.
And I asked for...
Pure sugar cane.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And
hand-squeezed lemon.
And a wedge salad.
Right on top, hot.
Yeah, hot. Can I get that hot, please?
See,
I want it fresh out the oven.
See, I just got a grilled cheese.
Well,
that's why I got my food first.
I said, I know there's justifications, but I always feel like my ex is the one working there and going out. Oh,
no, there's a certain weird psychology to it because it automatically, when you see someone who gets the food before you, you feel like you're wronged. Even if it just went out of order, there's like some sort of nature and order to it, social order, and you feel like you were wronged. And that's not good for any situation. The restaurants need to pay attention to that.
Yes.
312-981-7200. We're playing the words. We'll take a break. We've got a lot of great texts that are coming in right now. You can call as well. 312-981-7200. Stay with us.
It's going down,
playing the worst tonight, 312-981-7200. Joe Gennaro, Kevin Reeder, the creators of Competition Kitchen, a deliciously creative party game, the Kickstarter. They made their goal, but they could always use more. You can find it on Kickstarter. Also, comedians here in Chicago. We're playing the worst. There's a lot of great stuff coming in. 773 says, the worst are people who ignore RSVPs on invites rather than just replying with a simple no.
Mm. Yes.
Yeah. I agree. That is the worst. I need a head count. I need a head count. I'm making a bowl of punch, and I have eight glasses. I have eight glasses, and if there are nine people, what are we doing?
This is the beginning of a word problem, like a sixth grade word problem. Right here.
Yeah.
I'm traveling at 9 miles an hour towards the grocery store.
Exactly. 630 says, the worst is ZZ Top, a band known for their beards, but then they have a drummer named Frank Beard who has no beard.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good, right?
Yeah, that didn't bother me until now.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
847, the worst is police officers who text and drive.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Yeah, you shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think that's... I don't know. I think it's the worst. I think it's a bad thing to do, but I don't care. I'm not like, this is a police officer.
I would be. But nobody should be texting and driving.
Yeah, true.
Says the man who doesn't have a car. So when I'm on the bus or train, I'm doing fine.
Oh, I will admit, I've definitely texted and biked before.
You have?
Oh, definitely. That's the worst.
That's
just
the worst.
Dumb. Yeah.
You're the worst. That's the worst too, as a driver, a pedestrian watching you go, be there in five.
Yep, right. That's exactly what I typed.
224 says, the table, back to the table thing, the idea of getting your food before somebody else. It happened this weekend. My 9-year-old son would not shut up about it. The other table getting their food first. It was the only other occupied table at the time. It was nearby, so they had to hear him complain about it. And my kid was so offended. So we were so embarrassed. Well, that's a good one.
It seems so personal that even a child is like, wait a minute, something about this doesn't seem right.
We got slighted.
We did. 708 says, you know what's the worst? Driving in your car on a beautiful sunny summer day, feeling good, great old soul tune comes on the radio. You really start getting into the song. Mm. You find yourself totally belting out the chorus. Ooh, child.
Oh, yeah.
You look over, you see a carload of pretty girls mocking, pointing, and laughing at you. Good feeling turns ridiculous pretty quick.
Yeah.
Wow. Ooh. Who's mocking, pointing, and laughing in 2016?
We still do that, huh?
We still do that,
that's
right?
That's a thing? That's a thing we do
the
still?
Idea of, like, a car full of girls also, like, it just feels like a sitcom, like something.
This is a rom-com movie straight out of the 90s.
Yeah, yeah.
Poor nerd guy.
See, that's when you got to double down. Just crank the volume, lower the windows.
Yeah. Right. Own it. Point back at them and sing right at them.
Yeah.
Like, you're singing to them.
Ooh,
like,
child.
Things are gonna get easier.
Come with me now.
Come on, join in.
Yeah, there's a whole thing, right?
And then when they don't, laugh and point.
Yeah, there you can laugh at them, right?
Yeah.
949, an early entrant. This is an early nominee for the best tonight.
Mm-hmm.
949, the worst is when you're scared sleeping alone in your apartment.
Mm-hmm.
So you build an ankle-height booby trap out of fishing wire and dumbbells.
Oh.
Only to sprain your ankle the next morning. Come on, man. That's so good.
It's so great. I think that was an invitation to sprain your ankle the next morning.
You know what's the worst? Setting up that booby trap, lying down to go to sleep, and then hearing it go off. That's way worse.
That would be a lot worse.
If you trip in the morning, it's like, oh, cool, there was no intruders. The booby trap is safe.
But if you hear,
the dumbbell,
donk.
And then somebody go like,
a light dull.
That's the worst.
So you know whoever that is fine.
Yeah,
and they're getting up.
Right.
It didn't really. That's terrifying.
Yeah, maybe slowed him down.
Yeah.
But, 847, the worst is when you realize your kid is cooler than you. Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
That's going to happen. That's a rite of passage.
Yeah.
It's inevitable.
Yeah. The worst, getting fired and finding out via TV.
I think that's a
James Comey reference from today.
Right? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And this one, which is, I mean, this, take it as you will, but the 815 says, I have a worse for you. When your handicapped wife of 15 years, who you've slaved for, asks you to leave.
Oh.
Ooh, it got real up in here.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Sometimes the worst can be funny, and then sometimes it can be real. It's kind of like the real world. It's a lot like the real world.
Yeah. Right? We're not here to make friends. Yeah. So. We're here to figure out what's the worst.
I'm just here for the free rent, man.
that I can't argue. That does sound like the worst.
That might get you a pizza tonight.
Yeah.
That might do it. We'll see. Yeah. So far, we got some good stuff.
Yeah.
773, my kid saying, I am Groot the rest of the night after seeing Guardians. That's so good.
I would just be joining that kid.
Yeah.
No, I am Groot. Just arguing back and forth with a child.
We mentioned this last night, and I was having a hard time. They make a big deal at the... Have you seen the movie, Guardians?
I haven't seen the second one yet.
At the beginning, they make a huge deal. They throw up all the stars, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they say Baby Groot, played by Vin Diesel. Mm-hmm. They put Vin Diesel on. I forgot he's the tree.
Yeah.
But it's a baby's voice, like almost through a processor throughout the whole movie.
Right.
Like, I am Groot. Like, it's just so how does that work? Did Vin Diesel just say, I am Groot, and they changed it in post?
That's
or is
what
he
I've
going
heard.
In doing baby sounds? Like, what's why make a big deal at Vin Diesel when it's not really his voice at the end of the day?
That's such a good question.
Right?
James Gunn, if you're listening, please call or text in.
I feel like it's a little bit absurd. Like, it's Vin Diesel after processing.
Yeah.
You couldn't get just a regular actor, be like, I am Groot, and then make it sound like, I don't
understand.
Speed
it up.
Yeah. It just seems like a bait and switch.
Well, I mean, they established Vin Diesel as Groot in the first one, when I think it was more of his natural voice.
Yeah.
So... I guess they just kind of carried him into the next one, but...
Hey, great paycheck from Vin Diesel.
Yeah,
what did
right?
he... Like, two lines?
Yeah.
I gotta wonder how much he
said one line the entire... Like, just process it. I am Groot. I'll see you. Right?
Bye.
Right.
Thank you, Mr. Diesel.
Thank you for that.
Give our best to Mrs. Diesel.
708 says, you know what's the worst? When your 11-year-old daughter is not only catching up to you in height, but also in attitude.
Ooh.
Ooh, it's coming. I know. I have a 9-year-old, and once in a while he gets an attitude, a huffy attitude about something. You're just like, well, this is going to get worse.
Yeah.
This is going to get worse.
Before it gets better.
Yeah. The worst, 312, when you take a cart at the grocery store and or wherever, and one of the wheels is misaligned, and you wake up the whole store with the clank, 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 clank.
That is the worst.
It's awful. And it starts to sort of veer in a direction that you don't want it to, mm-hmm. and you're just kind of like pulling it the whole time. But why don't you give up? Give up on the cart. Return the cart.
Because it doesn't start until you like get around produce.
Yeah, right.
Because you think you're doing fine, uh-huh. and then it locks up, and you're like, oh, maybe it'll shake loose.
Right.
And then it doesn't, and you're the furthest point from the front. You can't.
You've already got something cold in there.
You committed.
So you have to like go
committed.
Back.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, you you know, you don't want to feel bad. You don't want to make the cart feel bad.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know, like at a certain point, you're like, yeah. hey, you know what? I you can be as loved as the others.
Yeah.
So, works out so fine.
You just want to get pushed around?
Yeah.
Come on.
Come on, cart.
Come on.
Kevin Reeder, Joe Gennaro in studio. All right, so here's what we'll do. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll do the second half. We got some people on the line. We got more text. 312-981-7200. We're playing the worst. Stay with us. All right, we're playing the worst here. 312-981-7200. Justin Coppin in studio with me tonight. Joe Gennaro, Kevin Reeder, the guys behind the Competition Kitchen, a deliciously creative party game. The Kickstarter was successful, but it's still open till the end of the week. The more money means the less production costs, of course, things mm-hmm. of that nature.
Yeah.
Joe and Kevin, improvisers, comedians in town as well. We're playing the worst. 312-981-7200. Let's go to the lines. Let's go to Pam. Pam, what's the worst?
Oh, I got to say it would be the date nights with my husband. We'll save up for a month. Now, look, we would go to a restaurant we've only read about downtown.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. First thing I know, you make the entrance, you do that. It's nice and dark and quiet. There's candles. Next mm-hmm. thing, there's violinists playing. At your table, by your table, there's somebody, the maitre d' comes up. Then you got the waiter guys. It's never been a female waitress, but, and would you like more pepper? Is everything all right? Can I take it? And I just, and then because we can't even have a moment, they take my food away before I finish it.
No, that's
a part of it. Just go. You just want to be left yeah. alone. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's a fine line, Pam. It's a fine line.
Yeah.
You don't want to be left alone. I mean, if the food's late and the water's empty.
You, okay, this is the first time we've had to look in each other's eyes for, it could be 2 months, 3 months.
Oh.
But we end up, yeah. Because this is just... I end up irritated, and he's like, well, it wasn't so bad. And then you get the check, and I'm saying it's like fast food, and they're nicer to me sometimes. Like, come on.
Oh, so they rushed you too much,
White
Pam.
Castle.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, thanks, that's Pam. That's a good story. That's frustrating. Thanks for giving it to us here.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks for your show.
Good luck on your next date night.
Yeah, right? That's actually awesome date night.
Yeah.
But there's something to be said about that. There's a great restaurant in Las Vegas. It's right off the Strip. I forgot the name of it, but it's old Italian place. And the real kicker for it is a guy comes around with the accordion. Right? He's an old guy. And I remember going there. I went there with my wife before when we were just dating. 15 years ago.
Yeah.
And it was such a great experience, right?
Yeah.
And so I took family back there last time I was there. I'm like, you got to see this. It's going to be great. He phoned it in.
Oh.
I mean, he's probably like 100 years old at this point, but he came and he's like, where's my money?
Puts his cap
so
out.
So you got to pull out a five. And
jingles
yeah.
it a little bit.
And he's
bit.
Gone. And I was just like, oh, yeah, well. So Pam, that could be the case too. The violinist, the next time you come in, might phone it in and you'd be like, where's my violinist?
Yeah. You know? Sometimes you don't know what you have until it's gone.
That's right. Like the Cinderella song.
Yep.
All right. 847. 847, your partner can't keep off the cell phone looking up stuff even during a night out.
Oh, yeah, that's guilty.
Yeah.
yeah,
I try not
that's
to.
That's everybody, right?
Yeah.
But you're right. That's annoying. I don't know if it's the worst, but it's annoying. Yeah.
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 312, the worst is when you go for blood tests, okay, and the technician tries to make small talk with you, but you're looking away, not listening because you're too nervous. And then right before he sticks you, out of the corner of your eye, you see him make the sign of the cross on his chest.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, no.
Hope this one goes okay.
Yeah.
Please don't be like the last one. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's terrible.
Oh, this is my last pair of scrubs.
Oh.
We lost the last guy.
Oh, wow.
The test came back. They were not good.
224, the worst is when you and three friends watch a DVD movie in which three parts of flashback and the four of us can't figure out what just happened over 2.5 hours. The movie was called Brimstone. Scary movie. It's an all caps text as well, so there might be something to...
This might have just happened. They might still be scared.
Yeah. That is an indicator of, fright.
Yeah.
The all caps. 815 says, at the United Center with my brand new Taves jersey, jerk in the row behind me spills his nachos on me in the first period.
Ooh, hot cheese down the front side. Not good.
New Taves jersey. That's no good. All right. But you can wash that off, right?
Yeah.
But still, yeah.
No, nacho cheese stains.
It does.
There's something odd about that. That's not real.
Yeah.
That breaks in your jersey, though, right? Like, the jerseys are meant to be, like, you know, rough and tumble.
Right. Now you got a story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember that time we were at the United Center? What's happening to my voice right
there? I don't
know.
That was
cool. That was good. Wish I could replicate that.
Yeah, you projected. You just sort of conjured up something there.
Some Yoda.
You Vin Diesel'd it. Yeah. You really did.
Here's your paycheck.
Yeah.
I am Groot.
847 says the worst pineapple as a pizza topping.
Disagree.
Yeah, I like it. It's got a nice little sweet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Give me that with some Canadian bacon and some barbecue sauce. Ooh.
Whoa. Yeah, that's a strong pizza.
Thank you. Yep. Yeah.
847, the worst is when you stop getting carded at the clubs.
Yeah. I remember the first time that I bought beer and wasn't carded. It was here in Chicago.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay. Well, guess this is my new forever.
I love it. I love it. You know why? It's efficient.
Yeah, I agree.
Let me in.
Yeah.
Look at me. I have so many gray hairs. Yeah, don't waste my time.
I agree.
Don't waste your time.
I agree. When they stop, when you get stuck with somebody who is a stickler at the grocery store or whatever, I find it to be very inefficient, and my huff tells so. You know, tells them where they go, can I see an ID? I'm like, yeah, no, let me pull it out of my wallet. Let me... flip the wallet open, and it always gets stuck in the plastic. But let me pull that out for you.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah. All right. You
it's
guys convinced me.
It's been 20 years plus since I've been the legal limit, but I'm glad that you're following the letter of the law. It's ridiculous.
air quotes.
518, the worst packing and moving, which I'm doing right now.
Ooh.
Well, thanks for listening while you're doing that. a terrible chore.
Oh man, I hate moving.
Yeah,
it is the worst.
Apartment hunting, packing your boxes, wrapping glass in T-shirts.
Yeah,
if my apartment burned down, I would still re-sign my lease just so I didn't have to do it again. I'd be like, I'll stick one more year.
What's the line? Like a flooding stick through that.
Yeah, where do you draw the line?
Well, I'm on the second floor, so that'd have to be one heck of a flood to affect me.
Right.
I'll swim up to the second floor if I have to.
Right.
I'll get some scuba gear.
Yeah.
Take a little dive every time I got to go to work.
312 says the worst is bagel holes. Oh. Everything always falls through. Jam, butter, peanut butter. They should keep the holes with perforations so that we can spread our stuff first and pop out and eat the hole after.
That sounds way more complicated than just
scientific.
Making a... Yeah. I think that person just wants an English muffin. I think that's what you should be going for if that's your big concern here. Like, plus, you get the nooks and crannies.
Yeah, there's more surface area there. That means you have more opportunity for flavor to grasp onto your muffin.
Absolutely.
Right? Yes.
847 says the worst is going to a sold-out concert and realizing you left your ticket at home. I will say any concert. Why does it have to be sold out? Because you would buy another one?
I think that's
the idea.
Yeah, you're out of options.
I would never buy another one. If I left it at home, I would go appeal to the box office.
Yeah.
I'd be like, let's talk. Can I talk to you for a second? We talk person to person.
Yeah. Right. And I got to be like, on a list somewhere.
Come on. You know what? If you look in your little computer thing, I'm sure you can see. Also, I mean, you probably at this point can go to concerts with just your phone, right?
Like, I think so.
You have to be able to.
Yeah. It's like the commercial we were talking, like the commercial that's on right now where the guy goes to the front of the line at a concert and it's like, loading, don't let this happen to you. Go get Metro. Come on, man. Yeah. Like that makes me mad because I'm like, first off, screenshot the UPC or the code, right?
Very
smart. So you don't have to have anything to do with your service. That guy's a jerk.
Yes.
Right? Not the service. Don't blame this on the service.
No.
That guy's a jerk.
Prepare. If this is important to you,
right.
Take some steps. Be proactive.
This concert is sold out. You've been looking forward to this concert
right.
for months.
Yeah. For months.
Or
do
you know what?
The work.
If they don't let me go in, great. I got a free night. Because I love going to shows. You know what my favorite thing to do, though, is? Nothing. You know what's the best? What the best thing is? Uh-huh. When a friend cancels plans on you and they're like, I'm so sorry. And you're like, I didn't want to do this anyway. This is great. Now, like, guilt-free night off? Yes, thank you.
There's so many things I can do.
I don't have to leave?
Right. Yeah. Please, yeah, just tell me before I head out from the house.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, oh, thank you. I'm gonna Instacart you some beer or something. Thank you so much.
Hope Joe Gennaro, Kevin Reeder in studio tonight. All right, so we'll take a quick break. We'll line up what we think the top three choices are for the prizes, and you still have time. You still have time to get in here after the break. There are texts that are still coming in. You can bump. This happened, I think it was last week. We bumped one.
Wow.
Based on what came in the last 5 minutes. So 312-981-7200. You still got a chance. Stay with us.
It's going
All right, playing the worst here on the download, 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. All right, Kevin Reeder, Joe Gennaro, the creators of Competition Kitchen, a deliciously creative party game. The Kickstarter is out right now. Quickly, I mean, when can we expect to see this game? I mean, now that you guys got your Kickstarter, what's the next step?
Totally. Next steps are, so we'll get everything printed, shipped out to the people who've backed the game, and then from there, we'll take all of the extra copies that we've created from our first print run, put them for sale on the internet in independent stores, and try to get them into bigger box stores, too.
Yeah.
Take it to like big board game conventions and
that's a whole segment in itself. Like just what goes into creating board games and getting into that market. I mean, it's not unlike musicians or comedians, things like that. So.
Yeah, you just gotta hustle it and try to get it in people's hands and in front of people, and do things like do interviews and go on the radio and
play the worst.
Yeah, and just find all of these opportunities to try to get the word about this awesome game that you're very proud of and you've been working on for almost a year, and it's at a very reasonable price, and a lot of people have a lot of fun with it. But, I might be biased, so I might be biased towards Competition Kitchen, a deliciously creative party game.
Warning, do not play while hungry.
Yeah, that's on the box.
All right, here we go. Let's go through some of the ones that came in here before we wrap up. 630, the worst is when you have a kitten who's starting to urine mark in your house because he needs neutering. So you had him scheduled for today, but they forgot to tell you no food after midnight last night. So you had to cancel. So tonight, he pees on your pillow.
Oh, that is the worst.
That's payback. That cat knows what's up.
Yeah.
Absolute worst. That cat knew what was up. Yeah. They're like, I know what you're about to do to me, and you're going to get it one more time.
One last mark.
One last time.
You're going to smell this for a month.
Oh, this is my pillow now.
Quite literally.
Yeah, literally.
I'd be like, you get it.
Yeah.
312, the worst is predictive spell check on texting. How many times you have to correct it. It makes me nuts. Great shoe, Justin. Show.
good bit.
That's a great bit.
708 says the worst is when you're trimming your nose hairs and you accidentally cut the inside of your nose.
Ooh. That is just painful.
Yeah. Oh, man. The worst is getting hit by a car while walking to work. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nearly killed. Person had no insurance. Got away with it. Ended up getting back surgery by a hack surgeon.
Oh, my.
That's it.
God.
Oh, it's terrible. That's the worst.
Yeah, no part of that is good.
No. I'm sorry.
Well, on the way to work,
silver lining.
Better than on the way home from work, because then you'd already put in your day full of work.
Right. You did find a silver lining in there. Good job, Joe. Yeah.
214 says, the worst is you go to a restaurant and the maitre d' says, party of one, loud.
Oh.
And you sheepishly say yes, and then he proceeds to seat you at the table next to the bathroom in a half-empty restaurant.
Oh, no.
Why there?
630's got a good one. The worst, cell phone lots. That's true. Like, we were in a cell phone lot at the airport. What is that? I refuse the cell phone lot. I'll go old school. I'll just continue
to loop.
I go in the loop. They know it too, and I'm like, hey man, that's just the way we're gonna do this. We're gonna do this dance. I'm gonna loop, and you're gonna pretend like this is the first time you've seen me, and we're just gonna play this little dance.
See you again in 90 seconds.
I am an 80s airport guy. We're not. I don't belong.
I am pre cell phone guy.
Yeah, right. I don't have a cell phone. 630. The worst, when a close family member ends up in the hospital and you find out through Facebook. Ah, Jeff, that's the worst. That is the worst. I've had that happen a couple times where you're like, you know, cousins and uncles and stuff, and you're like, hey, is there any? There's no tree. We don't have a tree? We don't have a phone? I guess Facebook's the new tree.
I guess.
It is the new tree.
Substitute teachers have a tree. Like, when there's a snow day, there's a tree. There should be a family. Right. There should be a family tree.
I feel like I'm going to work on that, like, right away. I'm going to get home tonight and start on the tree.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to find out about any of my family members from Facebook.
You can make a family Google group.
Like a Google Hangout.
Yeah.
Right, sure.
You and the fam. Yes.
815, the worst is when you're on your last beer of the night and it gets knocked over or spilled.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's sad. It's like when you're looking forward to that last bite of pie or cake on your plate, and you're like, you're going in, and just like, it just knocks over.
Yeah.
That is the worst.
847, the worst is pulling your back out, tying your kid's shoes.
Ooh.
I
have thrown my back out twice before. It is the worst. It just absolutely.
That's terrible. Yeah.
What were you doing? Can you tell us?
One time I was in college, and I don't remember.
Okay.
The other time, I was putting a spoon in a dishwasher, bent over to put it in the little silverware container, and just couldn't stand up. The funny thing is, I was running the dishwasher because I was about to go on a road trip from Chicago back to Ohio, so my buddy drove the whole way while I was in the passenger seat reclined.
Silver lining.
Silver lining. It's always there if you look
hard
enough.
That's the worst. All right, here's the worst. You ready for this one?
Okay.
This is the worst. From 608, this is an addendum to the packing and moving one that you love so much, Joe. You love that one, the packing and moving. And the reason I get done packing and moving after, I just got done packing and moving after my partner of 5 years moved out on me without any notice. I came home from work on a Friday and he was gone.
Ooh, yikes.
That's awful.
Bits anybody?
Who's
got
jokes?
What do we got from the comics? Any jokes? Any bits?
Silver lining.
Okay, yes. I love the worst and silver lining.
It was,
they go so well together.
It was a Friday night, so you have the weekend to figure out what to do, and you don't have to like go into work the next day and just have to pretend that you're okay, because that is the worst. I can't think of anything else that's remotely positive about that.
A couple days to figure it out.
Yeah.
Oof.
All right, on that note, that wraps up the worst. That is the worst. 608. Yeah. Wow. Well, I've got three things to give away tonight. Of course, a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's, the home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnati's.com. Also, complimentary registration for two riders at MB Bike to Drive on Sunday, May 28th. Kick off the summer and enjoy almost 5 hours of car-free riding on Lakeshore Drive. Mm-hmm. Proceeds benefit the nonprofit Active Transportation Alliance. Register at mbbiketodrive.org. And also, we got a pair of tickets to the Tony Award-winning musical Disney's Mary Poppins, now playing through May 28th at the Mercury Theater, Chicago. Bring the whole family, spend the jolly holiday with Mary Poppins and an irresistible cast of characters. Tickets at mercurytheater.com or call 773-325-1700. All right, we ready? All right, so tonight, why don't we do this? Third place, we'll give the 312, we're going to give you the tickets to Mary Poppins. The worst is when you take a cart at the grocery store and one of the wheels is misaligned and you wake up the whole store with a clank, 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 clank. So descriptive, 312. Good job on that. You got the Mary Poppins tickets. All right. For the complimentary Bike the Drive, one of our favorites here, 949. The worst is when you're scared sleeping alone in the apartment, so you build an ankle-height booby trap out of fishing wire and dumbbells, only to sprain your ankle on it in the morning. That's great.
Biking.
Yeah. No, right? That's right. The Lou Malnati's gift certificate. We got to give it to 608. The one packing and moving tonight after partner of 5 years moved out without any notice. That's a terrible, the worst, but it is the worst. I mean, yeah. I don't give instructions. They don't all have to be funny bits about bagel holes.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It is the worst. That sounds terrible. So 608, have a pizza on us.
Yeah.
Pizza for one?
That's terrible. That's terrible.
I did it. That's I did terrible. It, guys. I did it.
You called it all back.
Yep.
Joe Gennaro, Kevin Reeder, the creators of Competition Kitchen. Check out their Kickstarter. Also, improvisers, comedians in town. Guys, thanks for playing the worst. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
So much.